Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, a government that creates its own prey. We've been told 1,000 times from this platform that if you want to fail to be the law in bringing judgment, you're only adding strength to tyranny. Let me say it this way. Where the judgment from the people, the government in this country dies, the fruit of that is tyrants will continuously rise. And that's exactly what's going on right now. Just got some information this morning. Got some friends in the airline industry, and I was talking to them about what was going on and how all the bad guys, again, are forecasting another plandemic. Isn't it amazing how they can forecast that, friends, and people follow along with that like blind sheep? Bah, bah. How's that working out for you? Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. And that's what's happening here, right? But again, I told you that if we fail to bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked, that they're going to reengage this alliance and this covenant of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And they're going to assail the American people again. And it's not just the American people, but it's also the people on a global basis. So with that being said, friends, what we're going to do today is I'm going to go ahead and tee this up. And we're going to bring Senator Justine Wadsack from Arizona on with me, because I want you to hear from a senator in Arizona who the responsible party is concerning telling the attorneys to stand down and defending the people that they are supposed to defend in the first place concerning big pharma industry and what's taking place here. I know, I really do. She's going to be with us in just a couple minutes here, but I really do understand that people still don't understand what's going on here. Folks, do you understand the whole plandemic would have never happened under a Joe Biden? It could have never happened because nobody would have listened to him. Do you realize that the plandemic could have never happened under that of Barack Hussein Obama? Because we already knew he was a foreigner and a traitor to this country. Article 3, Section 3, as you can also look in Scripture, Luke 22:48. He's a Judas to his own kind, folks. The devil, when he finds out, Obama, that he's expendable, he's going to understand that the devil was lying to him as he was lying to everybody else. But that's how it works, friends. But I'm saying this, friends, because I want you to understand that this would have never happened outside of anybody else than Donald Trump. And that's why they put Donald Trump in a favorable light across the country. As a matter of fact, not just the country, but the world, friends. They got posters and scriptures written under the false prophets. And Israel, he's claimed to be a god. And in America, you can see how his worshipers continuously follow him, regardless if they find out that he's the greatest advocate to the destruction of this country, not making America great again, but destroying the country on so many different levels. You can go ahead and scream until you're blue in the face of these people, and they don't want to hear it, friends. They're like those that were standing around King Herod, and when Herod spoke, they said, "This is the voice of a god and not the voice of a man." And the Lord struck him because the Lord will not allow anybody else to take his glory. This is only going to go so far. And going full circle, friends, the point that I was just making here is that this plandemic could have never happened under any other said corporate president that they planted outside of Donald Trump, because they had to put someone in play that the people loved and people trusted. Now he's calling himself the father of the vaccine. You're only hearing from the candidates from yesterday's said debates, all created. They're all establishment guys. You heard from how many different people during that debate, friends? They're all appointed. They're all planted as they continuously speaking to the mainstream media, continuously ignores, censors, and suppresses the voices of 1,000 other presidential candidates that you have never heard from in a million years. Because they don't want you to hear from them, okay? And we're going to get to Ron DeSantis talking about how the first thing that he's going to do, friends, is once he becomes the president of the United States, he's going to appoint the agencies to go ahead and deal with border security. We hear this all the time. Then they get there, and then they do the opposite of what they say. Well, the good news with Ron DeSantis, friends, is he's already done it. This is the guy that imports them to other cities and other states around the country. And then he raises a lot of money for doing so by those people that aren't paying attention to the fact that he's actually committing the act of treason. Once again, Article 3, Section 3. Rather than deporting them, he's importing them. But what is he telling the American people right now? This little Bush pawn. What is he saying? Bush pawn, I said. A Bush pawn. What is he saying to you? He's saying to you what you want to hear. Okay? This is what they always do until they get in office. And then they turn on you. Every single one of them. Oof-ta. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot to say here. We're being told right now by Health Impact News, I'm saying this all is going to go together. You'll see this throughout the show. This all goes together. But we're being told now, the created left, there is no such thing as the left. The left wants us back in masks. This is what they're forecasting. As I said, another plandemic. Okay? And isn't it interesting that we're being told by Fox News, the best that you think that you have, we're being told by Fox News that the left, only the left, as they call it, right? Divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. The left wants us back in masks. But who actually advocated this whole pandemic in the first place? Who pushed forward the agenda? Who opened the curtain to Big Pharma? Well, ask yourself the question, who is the said president? Who calls himself the father of the vaccine? Who's responsible for mass murder across the boards? Was it the said left or was it the said right? No, now what's happening, people are so desensitized that now we're hearing from the guy named Donald Trump. He's the father of the vaccine, right? We're hearing from Donald Trump all these bad things that Joe Biden is doing. But wait a second. What begs another question is, why didn't Donald Trump, when he was the said president of the United States of America, why didn't he drain the swamp? Because Joe Biden was a part of that swamp. Why didn't he use the Department of Justice to bring judgment upon the head of treasonous Joe Biden during the time of his presidency? Because Americans haven't figured out that these are two wings to the same bird yet. Have you figured it out? I hope so. Because what I'm going to show you on the other side is it's not the left that wants you back in masks, friends. Because the fact of the matter is, again, if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. But guess who advocates it more than what they call the right? Nobody does. I'm going to play the video for you in just a moment with all of these said representatives that you thought were anti-vaccine. Nope. Every governor of our union went along with the agenda. We'll
Hello,
be right
friends.
Back.
This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I'm here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon. Herbonomics Special Menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomics have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show you something here, and if you want to check it out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Also go to the right side of the other page. Subscribe to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Acts 4:12. So let's go ahead and take a look at this. If you're listening to me in one of the 159 cities, I'll do my best to paint the picture for you. Cool? Okay. So what I'm showing right now is healthimpactnews.com, great resource for the pandemic, an expose of all of the lies and propaganda coming from federal government, the mainstream media, and big pharma, and Western medicine as well. When you look at the front page, it says, the left wants us back in masks. Okay? Just, again, proving the point there is no difference between what they have defined as the left and or the right. Okay? Why is that? Because I'm going to show you who's been selling you the vaccines. It hasn't been what they call the left. It's been those that call themselves the right. Isn't that amazing? People haven't put two and two together. But Bradley, what about Ron DeSantis? Again, let me tell you, Ron is a prop. He is a planted operative. He is controlled opposition. He is sold out. What are you talking about? Well, look at SB 2006, and you'll see that he gave the people, the Department of Health, power out of thin air, not constitutional power, administrative power, to the Department of Health in Florida to go ahead and quarantine at will, against the will of the people, according to the Department of Health, as does he not only give them the power to quarantine, but to vaccinate at will. Look at Ron DeSantis' history, friends, so you can understand that he is another politician that has sold you out. Another one of those is Christine Noem. Okay? Now, we all think that these guys are freedom fighters. They're the ones standing up for the American people. Well, we had Jordan Mason on from South Dakota, who has been on the inside of government in the Capitol, in Pierre, South Dakota, for a long time, and he got on the show, and he gave us all the documentation signed by Christine Noem during the pandemic that she was, in fact, not standing against the pandemic as it was created. That's why we call it the pandemic. She was giving orders to her subordinates to go ahead and shut down whatever they wanted to shut down. And what does she do? She sells herself as being one of the people's champions. No, folks. Not true in any sense of the word. I want to tell you this as well. Another one of these people is Rand Paul. I'm not making this up. Y'all know who Ron Johnson is as well, right? Ron Johnson, the guy from Wisconsin, the freedom fighter, standing up on the behest of the people that have been, they've lost, they've suffered loss in their families because of the experimental jabs. Guess what? He's all about it as well. So, folks, when we say something here, will you listen, please, the first time? Because now we're 3 years down the road, and they're fixing to do it again. I want to show you, as Fox News tells you the left is responsible for all of this, I want you to see who's actually pushing this for yourself, just to show you there is no difference.
The most important thing with the data, if you are
Ron DeSantis,
fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero. If you look at the people that are being admitted...
He's lying, and he's telling you the opposite of the facts, just like that of Donald Trump.
...to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all.
Okay, so what he just told you again, the people that are in the hospital are the ones that are not vaccinated. He is telling you a falsehood every step of the way. Folks, what you need to understand about a totalitarian system of government, a government of force, and that's what you've seen in a big way over the last 3 years. Take absolute control, assume authority that's never been given unto it, and act according and arbitrarily to their own wills. Is that what you have seen? Unconstitutionally. That means illegally. So this means this is a criminal alliance. It is, no question about it, giving front to that a big pharma. A big pharma. So they can attack at will. And it's funny because just over the last couple weeks, we have been hearing from those that have been called into question concerning forced vaccinations on the people, and these big pharmaceutical companies are denying the fact that anybody was forced. I mean, you can't make it up, folks. But these are the people that want to push the lie through so it becomes the truth to you, so they can have more control through the lie. Again, that's not a good place to put yourself, but that's what they're doing. John 8:44.
So these vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality.
I want to say today, and I want to continue to say,
Governor Bill Lee,
the number one tool that we have to manage COVID-19, including the Delta variant, is the vaccine.
Every one of
we
them.
We are closing in right now on 2 million vaccines administered
Oklahoma
in the
Governor.
State of Oklahoma. Truly remarkable when you think about it. It's only been 3.5 months since we started rolling out the vaccines in the state. About 85% of those doses have come through our state and health, our state and local health departments.
I want folks to get vaccinated. That's the cure. That prevents everything. Why we want to mess around with just temporary stuff?
Any other questions, Greg?
Yeah, Governor, is there anything we can do to bring us up from the bottom in terms of vaccination rates?
Get more people to take the shots.
Mm-hmm. Get more people to take the shots.
The data proves they work. You can get shots.
I am your governor, and I've always told you the truth. Late last year, under the leadership of President Trump, Operation Warp Speed was launched with the end goal
to
bring life-saving vaccines to every American in our country. And now under the Biden administration, this initiative is yielding the fruits of such courageous efforts.
Courageous efforts.
Therefore, I come to you today to announce the
There's no difference.
Starting Monday, April 5th, 2021, every resident over the age of 16 in the state of South Dakota will be eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine shot.
I want to be clear at the outset.
Ron Johnson, Wisconsin. He's another one that's...
We're all pro-vaccine. I personally believe the vaccine has saved countless lives and certainly contributed to...
Doesn't anybody think this is a little odd? All the people are decrying the experimental jabs and the side effects. And yet the representatives are all pro said vaccine. Doesn't that bother anybody? These are the people that have an 11% approval rating.
The end of this pandemic, which is what everybody in the world wants.
Everybody in the world wants one of these vaccines, he said. This is the guy that is overseeing congressional hearings concerning people that have lost their children because of these experimental jabs. Again, I know that you've heard from the mainstream media and such, namely Fox News, that these are all the good guys, but it's the left pushing it. No, no, it's not.
The Food and Drug Administration says no COVID-19 vaccines will be approved without passing its safety checks.
Science will guide our decisions.
Science will guide our decisions. Well, let me tell you this. Science is the study of creation. So therefore, scientists discover what God has created and what the Lord told us is not to mix seed, Deuteronomy 19:19, and that the life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11. So do you think we should do the opposite of what the Lord tells us to do? Because again, science is the study of creation. See, what you're seeing through these said scientists, they create what God, or should I say this, they discover what God has created, they pervert it, and then they call it science, and they want God out of the way so they can take praise for their crimes. That's really what they're doing, if you see it for what it is scripturally.
FDA will not permit any pressure from anyone to change that.
Mr. President, the FDA is reportedly considering...
Here's the father of the vaccine.
...guidelines for the emergency authorization of a COVID vaccine. Are you okay with that?
Well, I tell you what, we're looking at that. That has to be approved by the White House. We may or may not approve it.
The White House is now threatening the head of the FDA, suggesting that if that agency doesn't authorize the Pfizer vaccine by the end of today, Commissioner Stephen Hahn's job could be on the line.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me it's not so. Fox is telling you that this is what they call the left, which does not constitutionally exist. But what does exist is what they call the right, right? According to Fox News, these are the good guys. These are the good guys pushing the agenda on the American people. What I'm going to do on the other side of this break, friends, is we have Senator Justine Labsack with us from Arizona. And I want you to hear what she has to say as to who gave the stand down order concerning the attorneys in America in defending people that suffered the abuse of big pharma, federal government, and the mainstream media in just a moment. Folks, hang on with me. Do me a favor today. I want you to share this video with as many people as you possibly can. Okay, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, before it's news. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. All eight candidates in last night's GOP presidential debate on Fox News are vowing to combat rising crime in the United States. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's second in line on the GOP hopeful list, said the victimization of U.S. citizens will stop when he becomes president. DeSantis also said the military will be called in day one of his administration to put law and order back at the border.
So, as president, would you support sending U.S. special forces over the border into Mexico?
Yes, and I will do it on day one. You have the cartels controlling a lot of part of your southern border. We have to reestablish the rule of law.
At least four people were killed, including the gunmen, at an iconic biker bar in the Southern California community of Trabuco Canyon. Jeff Halleck, undersheriff at the Orange County Sheriff's Department, included at least six others were injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Really quick, guys, we're getting picked up like crazy right now. We are at the Minnesota State Fair right now on the bottom floor, third row in on the east end of the grandstand. We're there for 12 hours a day, okay? I'm not there. I'm in the studios right now. But we have a team over there right now. We're at the Minnesota State Fair from August 24th to September 4th, 12 hours a day. Please come out and say hello to us. Also going to be in Minnesota on September 11th, Fire and Water International Church in Phoenix, Arizona, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We will be there, as well as we just got picked up. I'll be one of the main speakers on the Constitutional Convention, along with General Michael Flynn, so I'm looking forward to that. I hope my friends know exactly what I'm talking about when I say I'm looking forward to that. Hey, folks, there's nothing more than that I love to do than just be out there with the people, and the opportunity when they make themselves available to us, we are walking through those doors. So just wanted to make clear, everybody understood, we are some busy little bees, and we are doing a lot with the time that has been allotted to us. We are going to answer for everything we do and everything that we don't do. Luke 19:10, seeking and saving that which is lost is the objective here, because it is the heart of God. Read Matthew 4:19. Let's get back to this, okay? Okay, so I was just showing you on social media platforms how Fox News wants you to believe that it's the left that wants us back in masks. But yet I'm showing you a video right now of all of those that call themselves the right again. I want to make clear, if you're a new listener, there is no such thing as the right and the left. We are a constitutional republic, right? Article 4, Section 4, we're ruled by law, not by something called the right and the left. Nope, that's divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, and that's what gives them power to rule over a people that don't know the difference. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So I said, as I teed it up during the end of the last segment, I have Senator Justine Wadsack from Arizona with us right now, and I want her, hey Faye, welcome to the show. I want Justine to go ahead and share with everybody as to who gave the stand down orders to all of the attorneys throughout the United States of America. Now, I could tee this up, Justine, but I want you to go ahead and have as much time as you need to go ahead and carefully spell this out for the people so that they can understand that this starts at the top and it is, in fact, going to the bottom. It's all yours.
Yeah, you know, we have 19,000 attorneys here, at least 19,000 attorneys in the state of Arizona. And when COVID hit, there were many people that came to me. I was just a candidate at the time, who came to me saying, you know, I've been wronged. There's tyranny with the government. They're force-masking me, force-masking my children, trying to mandate vaccinations. They're forcing my family to get onto remdesivir and events. They're not allowing them use of ivermectin. My doctors refused. And we have this list after list of things that were actions that were being taken against the private citizens of Arizona. And we have a right under our constitutional law that we can redress our grievances with the government. We have a right to sue our government. We have a right to go to them and say, hey, you've wronged me. You know, make right with this. Unfortunately, the Arizona Bar Association is completely in control of all of the attorneys in Arizona. The Arizona Bar holds and runs their licenses. So what I did is I worked with some prior senators that had run similar bills to mine in previous years to actually have the Arizona Bar removed as the those who are in charge of these attorneys and let them be members of the have a license through the Supreme Court. And there were many reasons behind wanting to make this move. The Arizona Bar is a panel of people who are predominantly leftists, who are literally telling the attorneys, if you take any case that has anything to do with COVID or with the masking, or with the health policies, and et cetera, we will disbar you if you take these cases. And it got to be so egregious that when in 2021, I helped a school, I helped a group of parents at a school named Vail School District down in Tucson, where we went in, and I don't know if you guys knew about that, but we went in and said, you know, hey, we're not happy you guys are forced masking children. Three children had committed suicide as a result of the masking. And we were demanding that they do something, and the school board allegedly resigned, and we elected the parents off the floor. I don't know if you ever heard that story or not.
Nope.
But that was one of those instances where the people started to rise up. The people started to fight back.
Amen.
And it was a beautiful thing. I mean, everybody, Ron Paul took that video and sent it over to Virginia and taught everybody and all the parents that this is your number one issue now. Fight back. Use the school district. Because we didn't have the ability to sue. There was nothing we could do, so we had to go through the school board. So we really tried to find every avenue we could, but, you know, there was no ability to file a lawsuit. So here I got on the phone and I started making phone calls to, I called more than 50 attorneys. Every single one of them told me, I would love to help you and your client, but I can't. If I take this case, they will take my license. The Arizona Bar will take my license. So after hearing that multiple times, I realized it was time to write a bill. Wrote the bill, and then I learned that it had been tried in years past when we had a Republican governor and a Republican attorney general. So the Republicans were the ones that were stopping this effort in the past. So I tried it again. I got it passed out of the Senate, out of the House. I got it put onto our alleged governor's desk back in May, June, and she vetoed it. So that was one of my six vetoed bills, was Katie Hobbs said no. And so, yeah, it's not just the Democrats that are suppressing our ability to protect our rights in a legal forum. It's also Republicans. It's both.
Can I ask you something? I'm talking to Justine Watzak. She's a senator from Arizona, folks, okay? I want to ask you a question, Justine. Where are they deriving this authority from?
That's a great question. We've been trying to look at the rules of what we can do to try and enforce, enforce our rights, and I'm confused how we aren't able to use just simply the law of the land, our God-given rights. And it's become very frustrating as a legislator to go in and be told, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. And I am part of the Arizona Freedom Caucus, which is directly tied to the House Freedom Caucus in the U.S. Congress. And we're always trying to think outside the box of how to enforce our constitutional, it's liberty-minded, it's freedom-minded. But with statute has come in and, it should be that the Constitution supersedes statute, but we're finding more often than not that we get through these arguments where they try to say, no, there's a statute for that. Well, statute should never, ever supersede Constitution.
Well, they don't. Constitutionally, they must be congruent, because if they're not, they're nugatory, as Thomas Jefferson said, or null and void, and that's exactly it. Until the people get a hold of the fact that they're the government and these individuals that are committing crimes against the people are their employees, nothing's going to change, and that's what the people need to be awakened to. Justine, so the first time I seen you, you were on the floor, and I was a guest, as a matter of fact. I was called up by Tony Kern to come and see what was going on down there, and then that's when I seen you on the floor talking about this bill. Now, I just want to hear this one more time, and I want everybody to hear this along with me. You're telling me, if I'm right in saying this, okay, I'm parroting as to what you said. The Supreme Court came in and told the attorneys in the country to stand down in defending the people concerning their God-given rights against those that were assailing them or attempting to force them to take an experimental jab. Am I right in saying that?
That is correct. And they use the Arizona State Bar. When you pass the bar exam, you've heard that expression. The
yep.
bar is a committee, essentially, of people who are appointed that get to control what type of cases are going to be taken and what kind of cases are not. So back when I was, and by the way, Senator Anthony Kern is my hero. I love that guy. He has such a strong voice. I'm a freshman senator. He's been in the House of Representatives before. Just a stalwart Republican, but in a very conservative, very constitutional. He's a fighter. And I am just so proud to be serving right next to him, literally on the floor of the Senate. So you have a good man there.
Amen. Okay, so let me propose this to you, because I only got you for three more minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Article 2, Section 4 tells us what? That we can impeach. Okay, because they swore, even the bar, if I'm right in saying this, because the bar is not going to supersede the U.S. Constitution, they all swear with their hand on the Bible to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. If they violate that oath, we the people have the God-given right, obligation, and duty before God and man to impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and then once they're impeached, if they're convicted of the reason or cause of their impeachment, then we can actually drop justice down or the gavel upon their heads for the crimes committed against us. That's found in Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And what blows me away, Justine, is the fact that if you look at Article 2, Section 3, they swore that they would only enforce the laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Now what you're telling us, and of course we're well aware of this, but it's always good coming from a senator, you're telling us now that they're just creating and assuming authority that's never given to them through delegated authority by the people.
That is completely correct. It's a panel. It's not even elected officials that are going in and saying what you can and can't do. No attorney should ever answer to a panel as to what type of litigation they're willing or allowed to take. I sent hundreds of people to attorneys. There was one attorney in all of Southern Arizona who was willing to help me get people taught on how to use religious exemptions so that they can get out of having to get the forced vaccination.
Amen.
So I got
about 2 seconds here, Justine. I totally thank you for your time. And, again, just thanks for giving us a download. We totally appreciate it. Justine Wansock, Senator out of Arizona, telling you the Supreme Court told attorneys to stand down. Just so you know where this is coming from.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, so listen again. We just had Senator Justine Wansock from Arizona on with us, telling us that the Supreme Court gave the order for the attorneys throughout the United States of America to stand down in their defense concerning the crimes of Big Pharma. That's what you heard her say. I reiterated it. And she said that's exactly right. So we have the Supreme Court, who has now become the law unto themselves. Who told you that? How many times have I shared with you on this show that judges are impeachable? If they fail to sit during good behavior in discovering God's law and applying it, you are to impeach them and prosecute them. America, the Lord's not going to give a message to somebody else to do for you what God has commanded you to do. That's why you're reaping the curse. You sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. That's what's happening here. They're re-engaging now They're talking about another rollout. They're forecasting another pandemic. How do you do that? How is that believable? Oh, Americans, you're being laughed at by these people. And what's terrible is they're the clowns. And the clowns are laughing at you. They know what they're doing. It's not like they don't. You know, the definition of totalitarianism is a government of force. You know, it's amazing when you do your research, everybody comparing the pandemic to the Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. I know. I knew it 5 years ago. And here we are, totalitarianism. Remember Adolf attacked his own people. You know the people that were behind the fence? They were the ones that didn't go along with it. They were the ones that were diseased, according to Adolf Hitler. We played videos from Holocaust survivors that told you, America, this is what Adolf Hitler did. Of course he did. There's nothing new under the sun. And here we go again. Hey, folks, got a question for you. Where did the Supreme Court assume that authority to tell attorneys to stand down in defense of victims in this country? In the face of Big Pharma, I told you a long time ago at the beginning. First of all, I told you about the dream that I had, and it's exactly where we're at. Exactly where we're at. Tsunamis destroy everything in their path, period. Hey, folks, here's another thing for you. If I was lying to you, do you think I'd be censored and suppressed and pulled from Facebook and YouTube and all these other big tech outlets? Do you think I would be censored? No, they're not censoring people that are going along with it. They're censoring people that are calling it out for what it is, Luke 12:2. But I want to say this real quick concerning the Supreme Court, because we've had a judge on in the past, super cool guy, but he kept referring to the Supreme Court as being the final authority. That's administrative. No, it is not. They are not the final authority. The final authority is the Mosaic Institution, because God said, not because they said. And when the American people figure that out, they're going to get rid of a lot of people inside of the system, the incumbents within their government, both federal and state. Now, I was just highlighting the fact that all of these people that are selling you the plandemic, folks, are blaming the left. When in fact, again, there is no left, but I'm sharing this video with you, showing you it has nothing to do with the left. Who advocated the whole pandemic? Donald Trump did, the father of the vaccine. And I shared with you during the first segment that no other president could have got away with this, because nobody would have did it except his worshipers. And that's who's following him. And these are the same people that are trying to say, you know what, Trump 2024, they're not paying attention to the man's fruit. They want everybody to be accursed with them. If the blind lead the blind, they all end up in a ditch. That's where federal government wants us. They want to make a prey out of you before Big Pharma, who's profiting from death. There's so many videos out there, friends, right now, that it's scary. Have you seen Died Suddenly? If you haven't seen that, you need to watch it. Because it exposes every one of these players for who they are. There is an alliance. These are planted individuals. You're seeing this through the debates right now again. As I said earlier, that they're just overlooking the 1,000 other presidential candidates. And they're only offering you those that are playing by their rules. And that's called the establishment. But let's go back to this video and let's just show you how, as Fox News is blaming the left for what the right, in fact, is responsible for.
Well, I have tremendous trust in these massive companies.
I have really good news.
Isn't that crazy?
Our nation has achieved a medical miracle.
Medical miracle.
We have delivered a safe and effective vaccine in just 9 months. This is one of the greatest scientific accomplishments in history. I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine.
Remember they pushed the approval? Trump's administration pushed it.
hoping this would be the outcome.
Oh, I got to show you something else, too. This just come to my aid as well. And it was a video by Dr. Sheba. Now, I'm not totally sold on this guy, but I know what he's telling you is true. And I want you to see this video because everybody thinks that Donald Trump is anti-establishment when, in fact, he's not anti-anything establishment. This whole charade going on with him and Giuliani and the 17 others, baloney. It's all a distraction. That's all it is, folks. It's all a distraction. Donald Trump had plenty of time to deal with every one of these individuals, and he failed to do so. Period. Okay? I want you to see this. Listen, it's very short. Listen
Trump
carefully.
Trump is not anti-establishment. Lock her up. Lock her up. Drain the swamp. The next day after he's elected, he said, that was for the election.
That plays great before the election. Nah, we don't care, right?
He brought in the swamp. He brought in Bolton. Trump never fired Fauci. 12 hours before Trump left the White House, gave Fauci a big award for Operation Warp Speed. In 2020, it was my work in the campaign for Truth, Freedom, and Health, which exposed Fauci first. We're the ones who ran the Fire Fauci campaign. I wrote a letter to Trump. I said, do not shut down the freaking economy. I'm telling you as an engineer, as an MIT PhD, take the people who truly have pre-existing conditions, quarantine them, put other people on vitamin D. You don't need to do this. He locked it down.
I also spoke with our nation's governors who are announcing new guidelines for every American to follow over the next 15 days.
Our nation's governors who are announcing their guidelines for their new rules. That is the definition of totalitarianism. Why? Because they're assuming authority that has never been given to them, friends.
And it was.
I tweeted a picture. Actually, I retweeted your picture of you getting a shot, a
Senator
vaccine.
Rand vaccine Paul.
Gate. Actually, the picture is now up on the screen. You're getting now. You get vaccines. I get vaccines.
Listen
I
carefully.
Recently got some. What's the controversy?
You know, I got annoyed that people were trying to depict me as someone who didn't think vaccines were a good idea. You and I have talked about my trip to Guatemala. I got vaccinated for that. I got vaccinated as a kid.
Isn't this the guy that set up to grill Anthony Fauci? You want to know why you haven't gotten any justice, friends? Because Rand Paul's a part of it.
I vaccinated my kids. I don't have an objection at all to that.
No one disputes the medical miracle of vaccines.
And on Wednesday, Paul disclosed that he and his wife bought between $1,000 and $15,000 worth of stock in Gilead Sciences, the company that makes the antiviral drug known as Remdesivir.
Remdesivir, what, 75 to 80% of the people that took it never woke up again? Rand Paul's wife's buying stock, and so is Rand Paul. This is why you have no justice, friends, because people, you have refused to see it for what it is.
Was tested to treat COVID. The purchase was made on February 26th of 2020, the day after the first U.S. clinical trial on the drug began. This was around the time the virus was rampant in China, and there were only 15 U.S. cases. Members of Congress were getting briefed on the dangers of COVID at the time, but it was before the public really understood the threat. Paul also disclosed the stock purchase 16 months after the deadline for senators to do so. Now, that could be a totally innocent mistake. A spokeswoman for Senator Paul said he completed the disclosure form last year and only recently learned it was not turned in. This is what Paul and his wife said about it this morning.
We're proud of being trying to be part of a cure. Now, the company we invest lost money, so we weren't exactly right on what the cure would be.
Rand Paul is a sellout, friends.
Investing for a cure, but losing money.
2 days before I bought it, the head of the World Health Organization pointed to Remdesivir as a possible treatment.
Okay, so you hear Rand Paul's wife taking advice from the WHO. Folks, again, this is the alliance. These people are in this together. That's why there's no justice. That's why you must demand justice.
For the record, the Paul family has not lost money if they have not yet sold the stock. Maybe he's not familiar with how it all works. Because the thing is, this stock purchase is not a typical move for the Paul family. CNBC reports the couple had not bought or sold stock in an individual company in at least 10 years.
Oh, wow, man, that was great. They bought the stock just in time concerning Remdesivir. Folks, it's not what they call the left that's responsible for pushing this through. It's what they call the right. That's why you're in trouble. Let's get back to the Lord, folks.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the most
GC
vaccinehemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at gcnhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.